Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
National Council on Problem Gambling celebrates Senate action on military gambling addiction research. The Senate Appropriations Committee approved a provision in the FY26 Senate Defense Appropriations Bill making gambling addiction an eligible research topic under the Department of Defense's peer-reviewed medical research program. This historic decision aims to address gambling disorder among active duty service members and veterans. The provision was championed by Senator Ben Ray Lujan and supported by state affiliates of the National Council on Problem Gambling, along with industry leaders like FanDuel, BetMGM, and MGM Resorts International. Research shows nearly 20 million American adults report problematic gambling behaviors, with military communities being disproportionately affected. This provision is a critical step in recognizing and supporting recovery for service members and veterans facing gambling addiction. If enacted into law, it would establish the first federally recognized pathway for research into gambling addiction in the military.
A place at home, North Austin expands to new Round Rock office to better serve seniors and families. A place at home, North Austin, is excited to announce their move to a larger office space in Round Rock, Texas, to better serve seniors and families in Williamson and Travis counties. The new location at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 201, reflects their commitment to exceptional in-home care for seniors, veterans, and individuals with disabilities. The expansion includes a dedicated caregiver training room, emphasizing their focus on preparedness and compassion. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit their website or call 512-521-3010.
Vicor Medical releases financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2025. Vicor Medical Inc. announced financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2025. The Vicor Medical division saw revenues increase by 24% and 28% for the respective periods, mainly driven by growth in international markets. Operating profit for the same periods also showed significant increases. New distribution agreements for France and Spain were signed, and two new clinical papers were published on the ViewSight Brain Access System. A study on NovaVision's Neuro Eye Coach validated its effectiveness whether used at home or in a clinic. Revenue for the 3 months ended June 30, 2025, was $496,353, a 22% increase over 2024. For the 6 months ended June 30, 2025, revenue was $932,731, a 25% increase over the same period in 2024. Hope for Houston Ball raises funds to support AIH Houston's mission. The annual Hope for Houston Ball, organized by AIH Houston, brings together philanthropists, community leaders, and supporters to raise funds for the organization's mission of empowering individuals battling HIV. The event, held at the Revere, will be a night filled with hope, inspiration, and generous contributions. Guests can bid on silent auction items donated by local businesses and enjoy a gourmet dinner, live music, and a dance performance by individuals supported by AIH Houston. Executive Director Chernovia Sessom expressed gratitude for the support, noting that contributions will directly impact the lives of individuals with HIV. The event serves as a celebration of advocacy and a reminder that positive change is possible when the community comes together.
Breakthrough treatment for lung cancer uses mitochondria to supercharge immune cells. Researchers in China have discovered a breakthrough treatment for lung cancer by transplanting mitochondria into the tumor environment. This method enhances chemotherapy effectiveness and boosts the immune system's ability to combat the cancer. By combining cisplatin with mitochondrial transplantation, significant progress has been made in the fight against lung cancer. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are also exploring similar innovative approaches in cancer treatment. Investor news breaks: Quantum Biopharma Lidid, QNTM, PET tracer shows potential for monitoring myelin integrity in multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma Lidid, QNTM, PM, announced a PET tracer collaboration with Massachusetts General Hospital that can detect differences in multiple sclerosis patients not visible on MRI. The tracer, 18F3F4AP, shows potential as a biomarker for monitoring myelin integrity and treatment response. Quantum aims to use this technology to evaluate its neuroprotective drug, Lucid 21302, designed to protect the myelin sheath in MS. The company focuses on innovative assets for neurodegenerative disorders and alcohol misuse. Quantum also retains ownership of 20.10% of Unbuzzed Wellness Inc., with royalty payments of 7% of sales until $250 million, dropping to 3% thereafter. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hpep.com/USM. Biomed news breaks: Nutriban Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, secures FDA Type C meeting for Aversa TM fentanyl abuse deterrent patch. Nutriban Inc., a developer of prescription transdermal pharmaceutical products, has secured a FDA Type C meeting for its lead product, Aversa Fentanyl. This meeting, scheduled for September 18, 2025, will review the chemistry, manufacturing, and controls plans for the patch developed in partnership with Kindiva. The patch aims to prevent abuse, diversion, misuse, and accidental exposure while maintaining patient access. With peak annual U.S. sales potential of $80 million to $200 million, Aversa Fentanyl is positioned to be the world's first abuse deterrent opioid patch. The technology is protected by patents in 46 countries with global market expansion planned. For more information, visit Nutriban's website at www.nutriban.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.